Proclamation number 6869 of 11th of July, 1957. Fatherly address to questioning children. The door to my heart is always open to you, and you can enter at any time and present your concerns to me. You can always come to me when you are in distress of body or soul, and you'll also always find an open ear for everything that distresses you. That is, you can always pray to me. And the more intimate your prayer is, the closer you are to me and the more certain I hear you. And once you have entrusted your needs to me, once you have had a heartfelt conversation with me so that you now also know that I've listened to you, you need not worry about anything anymore, for I have now also taken over these worries because you have entrusted yourselves to the Father like true children. And now you only ever need to do what you inwardly feel impelled to do, because this is my answer when you ask what you should do. And you can travel your earthly path completely carefree as soon as you walk it in my company. And you'll walk in my company as soon as I have become the content of your thoughts. And anyone who has offered himself to me to serve me and my kingdom is now also in union with me, and his earthly path has already been arranged by me because he is willing to serve me. Thus he should now regard himself as my servant, whom a good householder will truly provide with everything he needs for himself and in particular for his activity in my vineyard. And I know exactly about this activity for me and my kingdom. I know about the successes and also about the failures. But it is nevertheless not done in vain. But every servant should also consider that the clearing of an area which is first to be cultivated is not easy, that it requires strength and endurance, patience and diligence, but that every piece of good soil which is won is worth the great effort. And that I bless my servants for their faithful service, which I alone can best evaluate. And therefore no one shall become despondent but only ever come to me in his hardship and always draw strength from me in heartfelt prayer, because I will always answer him, mentally or through my word, which will be imparted to him if he cannot hear it in himself. But again and again people shall hear that they should pay attention to their thoughts after such a prayer. For these thoughts are my answer, as soon as the desire is serious to hear an answer from me. And therefore every person can confidently turn to me himself in all his needs. I only require a prayer in spirit and in truth, the heartfelt prayer of a child to the Father, for a lip prayer does not reach my ear. But you also often have thoughts and questions which do not only concern spiritual matters, and I will also guide your thoughts correctly in these matters, but you should nevertheless try to free yourselves from such oppressive thoughts and only present every concern to me in all childly careness, but then also be convinced that I will take over every further worry. Likewise, you should try to free yourselves from false concepts of God worship. For childlike humility and devotion to me, which completely fills a person's heart, is truly worth more to me than external gestures and customs which are intended to show this humility but which can also be stopped despite the lack of inner humility and love for me. Do you then believe that you have to prove to me what you feel through outward appearances, when I know about your innermost heartfelt emotions? Humility and pride are obvious to me and you cannot hide either of them from me, whether you kneel or stand upright, whether you move amongst your fellow human beings with a gloomy or cheerful expression. And thus I will not ask you to mortify yourselves, Even though all of you humans still have to give up many weaknesses and faults or fight against all kinds of cravings. For the latter is what I call right fasting. To become master of the desire still dragging down the human being's soul, that he gets rid of all vices and desires, that he truly takes strict action against his body where it still tries to dominate the soul and expresses desires of various kinds which do not serve the soul's best but whatever the human being accepts in food and drink and just measure he should only allow himself to be blessed by me. And then it will also impart strength to him to do pleasing vineyard work for me. And he should accept with a grateful heart what my love offers him, be it spiritual or physical food. For every father provides his children and every master his servants with everything they need in food and drink. Amen.